Good morning, everyone. It is 9 o'clock, May 23rd, 2025. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. All three commissioners are here, so we have a quorum plus. And I don't really have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, do you?
Nope.
Commissioner Kingston? Okay. So we'll move into our one agenda item for the day. I move the commission conditionally approve revision 3-8 to surface coal mining permit NAFK-9503 held by the Falkirk Mining Company to add mining plans on land owned by Falkirk in the east half of the northwest quarter of Section 32, Township 145 North, Range 83 West, and update the introductory, legal, financial, compliance, surface and coal ownership information, and the operational plans as provided in Falkirk Mining Company Revision 3-8, Permit NAFK-9503, Application Case Number RC-25-77.
Second.
So, first of all, I would say in the motion, if you look at the printed copy, the fifth word is two. I don't think that needs to be in there, and I think we can just administratively remove that unless someone thinks it does need to be in there. But I didn't say it, and I don't think it belongs. And if the seconder is okay with that, I think we could administratively do that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, and then to explain the order, on on February 19th of this year, Falkirk filed the application for this revision, and it adds mining plans. It's currently in the permit area, but it adds the mining plans on a small tract of land owned by Falkirk. And when I say small, I'm pretty sure less than 80 acres. This revision also updates the permit's introductory, legal, financial, compliance, ownership, and operational plans. This was deemed a significant revision and was subject to the public notice requirements. Falkirk submitted their affidavits of publication showing that the newspaper notice was in fact published in the McLean County Independent and the Bismarck Tribune for four consecutive weeks each. We notified the appropriate agencies and the permit area landowners of the application. We received no objections or requests for informal conferences on this application. This motion doesn't make any bond adjustment. I don't think it's necessary due to this revision. The commission has determined that the total amount of existing bonds total almost $115 million for this area, and I think that is very sufficient. There is a special condition. This will be number four being added to the permit, and it states that Falkirk must provide copies to the PSC of the road authority's approval documents to close or relocate any public road, and to provide other approval documents if they're going to conduct surface coal mining activities within 100 feet of the outside right-of-way of any public road. Those are things that are required by state law. These documents must be provided to the commission within 30 days of the road authority's approval date and include their written findings. I want to say, kind of outside of the details of this revision, this is a case, well, kind of small in nature, that really makes me proud of this agency and proud to be a small part of it. The comment period for this ended Monday, just hours after our special meeting, which meant we couldn't take it up, even though you pretty much knew there was no comments coming in, but we follow the law to the letter. And so it was almost 2.5 weeks waiting for the next meeting. And they're kind of there with equipment and could start working on this. And, I mean, it's very easy for the three of us to just find a date when we're available and hold the meeting. And I know everybody here knows, but for the public that listen to this, it's a lot of work organizing these things and getting the notices out and all that behind-the-scenes work. And reclamation staff is here in case questions come up that I can't answer or answer wrong. And so just a lot of work goes into it. But I think it's a hidden, or I shouldn't say hidden, but an unnoticed part of what North Dakota state government and especially this agency do that make North Dakota a place where development happens, where jobs are created, where energy and agriculture products are produced. And, you know, rather than just doing the convenient thing and I got to wait 2.5 weeks because you missed by 3 hours, we just made it happen and they can proceed with their work. And so really proud of our team for making this happen. And so anyway, on this order, though, the Reclamation Division has completed its review of the application and recommends that it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes that. We can't add discussion items if there was administrative agenda, but we can do scheduling anytime. Does anyone need to meet separately from this for any scheduling issues? So then we won't be reconvening for any administrative meeting. So with that, we will adjourn and then take questions from the press. But this meeting is officially adjourned.